When we feel stuck, it can be hard to picture what's possible in the new year. But sometimes a small change, like refreshing your dinner routine, can make a big difference in your day-to-day. CookUnity makes it easy to reset your meal habits with a variety of vibrant, healthy meals crafted by award-winning chefs. The chefs you see on TV and in five-star kitchens are the chefs who craft each small-batch meal, and they're delivered directly to your door, ready to enjoy. There's no cooking required, and it's way healthier and cheaper than other delivery options. Experience the convenience of dishes made from local, in-season ingredients, delivered straight to your door. It's an effortless way to savor high-quality, chef-prepared meals while feeling good about what you eat. Take a step toward a fresh start with CookUnity, chef-crafted meals designed with you in mind. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout to get 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week at cookunity.com/podcast.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room.
We got you. Every week we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this wild midlife journey. Today, we're going to be talking about female hair loss during midlife.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's a topic that many women don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Which I find is kind of interesting because 40% of women experience visible hair loss by the age of 50.
Yeah, I read that generally it will start in your 40s, which I'm definitely noticing. And I think the reason a lot of people don't want to talk about it is because it affects your appearance. And that's really hard for women, you know, especially if it's drastic. I think generally it just kind of happens over time. And then one day you're like, oh my gosh, my ponytail is tiny.
Right.
you know?
Yeah.
And
for me, I started noticing it after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But also I was, you know, then in my 50s.
Right.
And so most recently over this past year, you know, I have bangs. Mm-hmm. So on my left side, there was like a patch by my, my part where my bangs is that you could see it. And most recently in my same side on my left, but by my temple.
Okay.
So I had my hair done, I don't know, back in November, I guess. And so I'm a little bit darker now, mm-hmm. not quite so platinum blonde as I had been. But we also I have a different hairstyle.
Right.
And I felt so much better because I feel like it covers it more.
Yeah, yeah.
But the feeling that I had, to say gut-wrenching, doesn't even begin to describe it.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think mine's been definitely happening over probably close to 10 years. And when I first noticed it was when I had pulled my hair in a ponytail. And I felt like a bump. I have a little calic on my, on the back of my top back of my head. And I felt a little bump, but I'm like, why is it not being covered by my hair? Because my hair wasn't covering it anymore. It wasn't thick enough. So now when I put my hair in a ponytail, I have to make sure that it's all moved to the perfect place to hide that.
Wow.
So yeah, I think it's very embarrassing for women and scary.
It is. And hormones have a lot to do with it,
mm-hmm.
right? Progesterone and estrogen, mm-hmm. the loss of that when you're going through perimenopause and menopause has a lot to do with it. And then there could also be genetic predispositions that people have. I am adopted, but I am in touch with my biological mm-hmm. mother, and I don't believe that it runs in my bloodline. But
right.
And then, like you mentioned, stress too.
Stress.
So yeah. If you're not already stressed, before you notice any significant hair loss, I can tell you without a doubt that your stress level goes up. Your hair when you brush it, maybe when you shower, you're seeing more hair in the drain. Mine was when I was brushing it, how much, you know, hair was on there. But then it's like, don't focus on it. Don't stress out. Like, it's going to be okay. Just breathe. And everybody loses hair, right? And I think it's seasonal too.
Right. And I read that generally people lose over time. I can't remember what the time span was, but like 50 or 100 hairs. I think it was a day or something.
Right.
Major hair loss is considered anything over 125. And I'm like, okay, well, who's counting all their hairs? I don't. But another thing they said that could contribute to it is medication.
Yes.
And a lot of times as we get into midlife and older, there tends to be a need for medication for certain things like high blood pressure or things like that. So a lot of times that can affect it, or even vitamin deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever your concern is, it's always good to go to your GP, just get your annual physical, let them know your concerns. And if it's necessary to see a specialist, you know, then you can, but it could be any of those things, and you're not going to know your, vitamin deficiencies if you don't get blood work done and things like that. So
Exactly. And it's not just about hair, but it's about how we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's always been about my big hair. I'm an 80s girl, so I can't being bald. But so it does affect me, and it has started to cause, you know, a little bit of stress. You know, your hair care practices, you know, maybe not use as many styling tools, just things
blow dryer,
like that.
Flat iron, those things are damaging. Yeah.
Right. But the interesting thing is now with my new hairstyle, my darker color, I'm back to hot rollers because I don't own a hair straightener or a curling iron. But I do have my probably from the 80s set of hot rollers. But when I used to, the way I used to wear it was scrunching it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So very minimal. Put a curling gel product in there and then just let it go.
Right.
But so now I'm actually blow drying my hair and using the rollers, but I'm feeling better about myself because the style is kind of hiding where those spots are.
Well, and I think too, I think blow drying and hot rollers both create a lot of body. Like I've noticed a lot of fullness and body. Right. So... also, coloring your hair does actually help the texture of your hair. So if you have fine hair, it really kind of helps your hair look and feel a little thicker when you put color on it.
That makes sense. I've also noticed that I've always had super fine hair. We've talked about it before. But now, without the coloring, we'll just have to guess at that because I haven't stopped doing it and I don't plan to stop coloring my hair. But I know that my hair is almost all gray now, and that also changes the texture of it.
Absolutely.
So it's not the same hair as it was even 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many products out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's kind of hard to know where to start. So today is to help you... provide resources for some of the top products. And the first thing that I wanted to bring up is Brooke Shields has a new product line out. I think, you know, she's very well known. Maybe not all celebrity products work, but I do use Cindy Crawford's Meaningful Beauty skincare products. So there are some out there that I think are noteworthy. Brooke Shields' new product line is called Commence. C-O-M-M-E-N-C-E. And there are several products in her product line. Out with just a couple, with three. And now they have a full line of, you know, detoxifying shampoo, probiotic smoothing conditioner, root serum, shine enhancing detangler, 2-in-1 instant shampoo or dry shampoo, which I don't ever use. And then the 3-in-1 leave-in conditioner.
Here's the issue I have with
these
things.
Products.
Yeah. Like, And when you look at these, not to say I haven't tried it. I'm sure it's great. But, you know, a lot of times when you start looking at these products, they always say, if you use the entire regimen, you're going to get the best results.
Exactly.
That's a lot of stuff to be putting on your hair. I mean, I get you wouldn't use the dry shampoo every day. I personally do use it on the days that I don't wash.
Hair, so I don't have the oily, maybe that's
yeah, right. Mine's not super oily, but I notice I don't like heavy dry shampoos because my hair is very fine and thin, so it will lay flat if I have anything too heavy on it. Right. But I notice like the ones that I do like, they actually provide some body and give you kind of that little bit of grit to give you look, you make your hair look fuller, you know?
Right.
You wouldn't use that every day. Right. So, but I'm guessing you would need to use at least 3 to 4 of those products to truly get the best results.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a lot.
It is a lot. And it's also, they're very small bottles. They're like 8 ounces. And I feel that it's a little bit spendy. They have a starter set that's actually on sale right now for $81. Mm. Now, I use Pantene. I'm a Pantene girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, I spend a lot more on hair products than you do.
Yeah.
I use Aveda.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Pantene just seemed to work really well consistently at a very low cost. But then again, I wasn't having any issues before.
Right.
So now I'm like, maybe we need to rethink this.
Yeah, I've been using Aveda for, I would say, close to 10 years. It is a little pricey, but like I said, I don't wash my hair every day. Mm-hmm. Probably every 3 to 4 days.
Okay.
So I buy a new bottle of shampoo and conditioner at the most 3 times a year.
Right.
So, yes, I'm dropping, you know, $60, $70, $80 for shampoo and conditioner.
Okay.
But I'm only doing it 2 or 3 times a year.
Okay.
So it's, you know, when you look at it that way, it's not so painful.
Right. No, it's not so painful. But basically, this product is designed for maturing women.
Okay.
So I'm very curious about it. Have you tried it? Have you heard of it? Have you tried it? Let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about it.
What are the reviews? Do they have reviews on
there? They do have reviews. Okay. All of the reviews are good.
On their website, of course.
On their website. Well, I actually always do a separate Google.
Okay.
And try to even any independent reviews as possible. And oftentimes you can find these products at a discount on another site. Mm. Amazon is, you know, taking over the world, and they have a lot of options there at discounted rates outside of, you know, the manufacturer's website. So always do your research and look. Maybe you don't have to sign up for a membership, because I hate it when you have to sign up for the reoccurring, which is fine. You just have to put a note on your calendar to remember
cancel it.
But I would be curious to know, not 100% sure if I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. I do have another product that I have in mind. I'm going to save till the very end is my top number one product that I want to try. But I definitely want it because Brooke has, you know, thinning hair and she's older and she was having issues.
Right.
With her, you know, losing hair, thinning hair and stuff like that.
I think there's a lot more focus around it now too in the category of shampoo and conditioner. Because even, you know, back in the day, all they had was Rogaine.
Right.
And I think now you're seeing a lot more options. It's still a very small section. Mm-hmm. So if you do want to try something less expensive or not sign up for some kind of subscription, they do have products in the store too.
Right.
Just probably maybe not as effective. I don't know. Rogaine's been around forever.
Right.
I've never tried it personally.
No, but I haven't either. And I always had thought of it for men more than women in the past. But I think almost all the products that I've researched for this take a minimum 90 days or longer.
To see effects.
See effects, which makes sense when you think about your hair growth. Like how
the cycle.
Right? Like how do you expect, why would you expect to see results overnight?
Right.
Right? But I think we all want that instant gratification.
Oh, yeah. So,
and then the next one that I wanted to go over is Forbes Health. Mm-hmm. And they have listed their top 3 best hair loss treatments for women.
Ooh.
So number 1 on their list, the Forbes list, Forbes.com, but we'll put all the links in the description of our podcast here. But the number one recommendation for them, Best for Women, is from HERS.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So HERS. And they actually give it a 9.8 rating out of 10.
Is it excellent. A topical?
Both. And oh. So when you go through, if you're going through this website, or you can go directly to HERS.com and go through it, there's always a bunch of questions, right?
Mm,
so you
yeah.
have to answer a bunch of questions. And they do ask you if you would prefer it to be topical or ingestible.
Mm-hmm.
So they do have pills, but they also have serums.
Okay.
So that is the top one from Forbes. And their number two product with a 9.7 rating out of 10, rated excellent, is Ro. R-O.
Oh, I have not heard of that one.
So, and this one claims to, you know, see results in as little as 3 months. Here we go.
Okay.
But minoxidil is one of their claim to fame active ingredients for Ro.
Okay.
So what's interesting and what I found in the reviews were that minoxidil, and I'm not sure because I'm not a scientist and maybe my research wasn't that in-depth, but maybe the levels of that ingredient were very high.
Oh.
But there were a lot of people that were having side effects or having effects, whether it be dry, itchy scalp.
Oh, no.
To stomach issues or GI issues, things like that. So
interesting.
It is interesting. But I also think that every one's body is different.
Right.
So I love it when you and I try things because it just goes to show you what may be
different results.
Yeah. yeah. Work well for
and
you.
And I think too, when you're going to take something edible or orally, you really, I just personally feel like you should talk to your doctor because if you're already taking medications or supplements or anything like that, that could be a lot of the reason that you find that you're having these side effects because you're taking it with this. And
I have high blood pressure. And I know that there are certain allergy medicines that I can't take. But it's more so that it would increase my blood pressure and kind of...
Right.
And that's really the only thing that I do take. But they have it in a topical. And check out the reviews for yourself. But we just want to let you know that that's number two on the list.
Yeah, ranked high.
For third top recommendation is Happy Head.
Oh, I like that. That's cute. Sounds Happy Head.
I've never heard of it, but it has a 9.6 rating out of 10. Very good. Hmm. Where the other two products were rated excellent.
Excellent. Okay.
But it's a customized prescription hair growth treatments. And it's 100% online. It's prescribed by dermatologists, but you can do this online.
Oh, it's a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you go through Forbes.com, you can get 60% off of your first order.
Wow.
You know, that's something to think about and great options. And then I also pulled up the consumer ratings.
Ah, this will be a good one.
Top products, best hair loss treatments for women for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I think they listed 5 products. And what I find is interesting is that out of the 5, the 3 that are on Forbes
are also on wow.
Yeah, the consumerrating.com. So number 1 that they select as their top pick with a 9.9 out of 10 rating is excellent. Is HERS.
Okay, this has to be a great product.
Right?
I'm going to have to try it.
Right? Thicker, fuller hair in 3 to 6 months. It's a hair treatment tailored to you. Again, when you click on their site, you go through a list of questions. It's a once-a-day treatment option. Again, it could be topical, it could be oral. 100% online, so no in-office visits are needed. And you have unlimited access to a licensed provider for questions or follow-up care. So,
wow, yeah, that's really nice.
That's really nice. And if you go through consumerrating.com, you can save up to 28% off.
Okay.
Now, cool. Again, if you're interested in actually pulling the plug, just do spend 15 minutes and do research before
you... Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, order something. I hate to order something and then find it cheaper somewhere else. Mm-hmm. It's the story of my life. So even if it's $10, it's $10. Or free shipping. It's definitely worth 15 minutes to do a little bit of research.
Right. I agree.
So their number two product is Happy Head. So
okay, there's Happy Head again.
Happy Head again. They have a 9.8 rating out of 10 and excellent. Our board certified dermatologists specializing in hair growth. They have the strongest FDA approved prescription medicine.
Wow.
That's on the market. Treatments are customized based upon age and medical history. So again, when you're going through some of these websites, there are multitude of questions. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's important to be as honest and as thorough as possible because
absolutely.
You want good results and mm-hmm. you don't have a reaction to something else that you're taking that you may not even think of.
Right.
How it works. So, and for Happy Head, through consumer ratings, it's actually consumerratings.org, save 65%. On your first order.
Wow, that's a good deal.
If you go through this website. So again, check all deals, but it's a good deal. And, you know, you would expect it to be at least a 90-day window before you start to see results.
Yeah. Don't we have anything quicker?
We do. We do.
Okay,
and I'm
going to
save it for last. okay, so number three on consumerrating.org.
Caracanique. Ah.
Caracanique.
Okay.
And it is rated 9.7 out of 10, excellent, on consumerrating.org. It's guaranteed to work on all hair types, which is interesting. This one is guaranteed.
Wow.
So that says money back guarantee, but sometimes it's more of a hassle than it's worth. Mm-hmm. But if there is a 120-day money back guarantee. It is FDA approved for women's hair regrowth treatment. And apparently it's trusted by over 2 million women.
And is this like a pill?
This is topical.
Oh, okay.
So wow. It is topical and you can save $75 and also receive a free travel kit.
Save $75? How much is this? Wow.
I know, it is a little expensive. But, you know, it's FDA approved 2 million women. And like I said, maybe not every product works well for every person.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody gets different results, mm-hmm. so.
And has different reactions.
And so. If that one really is that effective, then it's to me, it would be worth the money.
It would be worth the money. And then everybody's benchmark for,
mm-hmm.
right, you know, for threshold of how much you're yes. willing to spend is a little bit different as well. But yeah, that one is a little bit more spendy. But if it works...
Again,
it's worth it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So number four on consumerrating.org's top list is again Roe, R-O, 9.6, excellent rating. It is recommended most by U.S. licensed healthcare providers, which is okay. interesting. They have free online consultation and unlimited follow-ups. Provides visible results. And as little as 3 months. Again, 90 days.
Yeah.
But when you think about how long it takes for your hair cycle and the mm-hmm. growth, that sounds about right, but I still want something more immediate. I do. And there's no commitment. You can cancel at any time. So, but again, that's part of the top three that I was finding consistently in all
everywhere.
The research. And all of for their top four, top five product is Nutrafol.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Which I've heard of that,
yeah.
too. I've heard of that, too. Now, this one has a 9.5 out of 10 rating, which they consider to be good. That targets root causes of hair thinning. So scalp issues, those types of things.
Okay.
It's a natural medical-grade ingredient from plant extracts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more natural, I think, than some of the
yeah.
other products.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people are turning towards these days, mm-hmm. especially... depending on any other, you know, medications or supplements that you might be taking. Number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Wow.
So, and visible results in as little as 3 months. And you can pause, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time. Yeah, I think all of these are subscription-based,
yeah.
Which of course, and if it's something that works for you,
you want it.
You want it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and then the last one on the list is Xyon, X-Y-O-N.
Hmm.
So now this one has a 9.2 overall rating out of 10, which is good. They classify it as good. But when you're talking about 9.9,
yeah.
All the way down to 9.2, you're like, wait a minute. It says that it'll regrow your hair in as little as 3 months.
Again.
patented gel delivery system. And so it's a topical.
Mm-hmm.
And it targets individual hair follicles.
Okay.
And it's designed for a lower risk of side effects or scalp irritation than some of the other products
wow.
that we have mentioned.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people have sensitive skin, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You subscribe to them. So all of these are through consumerrating.org, highly rated products.
So I did read when I was kind of looking into this that one of the reasons that women in their, you know, mid-40s, 50s start to lose hair is because of the effect that your, you know, body and your hormones and everything is the effect it's having on your
yes.
actual hair follicle.
Yes.
So that's definitely something that makes sense. And it was interesting. They had some different treatments. One was like a laser comb.
Okay. Ooh.
Yeah. I guess it's a low light laser. It's approved by the FDA.
Okay.
Another one that they have is a helmet with a low light laser.
I've seen that before. Yeah, I've seen that before.
Microneedling
yes.
you can do.
Yes.
Obviously, they have hair transplant surgeries.
I don't think mine is that drastic yet.
I was going to say, I think that's something that mostly men, I know a few
yes.
men that have done that,
yes.
that are in their 50s. Obviously, I think it's definitely a lot harder on men.
Right.
They lose a lot more than women.
Exactly.
And again, it affects your self-esteem, you know?
It's huge. It's
so
huge.
Some of those treatments, I think, would probably be for a more severe case.
Yeah.
But I just found it very interesting that things like microneedling and lasers
mm-hmm.
and so.
Yeah. Me too. Okay, so our last one and our top pick is our study that was done by Emily Denard, who is a certified scalp specialist.
Hmm.
And she did a study on, does biotin help fight hair loss? And she tested dozens of biotin vitamins and gummies. And here are her five top products that she says actually works.
Wow.
By studies and focus groups and things like that.
Okay.
She also mentions in her article, which we'll have a link at the in the description of our podcast, that she prefers oral over
okay.
topical.
Yeah.
As far as what she has seen in effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, her top five, we're going to go from five to number one.
Okay.
But top five is Mary Ruth's Gummies.
Oh.
So it's a long trust, I've never heard of it, but it's a long time trusted vitamin brand with high quality supplements.
Wow.
They're biotin gummies, and it's made up of biotin, vitamin B, zinc, FOTI, FO-TI extract, which is a traditional Chinese herb believed to promote hair growth. So that's number five for her. Number four is Nature's Bounty Vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Which
hair, skin, and nails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's for hair,
that's
skin,
been around
nails.
Forever.
And a lot of these have some of the same ingredients. This one really contains a lot of B12 and vitamin D to stimulate growth and promote hair health. And number three is Viviscal, which is a hair growth supplement.
Hmm.
And it's a hardworking vitamin, very pricey, highly effective in restoring patches of bald spots.
Oh, wow. So that's for more severe
mm-hmm,
cases.
Mm-hmm. It contains a lot of iron and crucial minerals known, you know, for their role in promoting healthy hair growth. And it incorporates collagen.
Oh, wow.
For elasticity. So that's a good one. And number two, Nutrafol, women's hair growth supplement. Again, Nutrafol. So I think we're finding consistencies mm-hmm. with some of these products.
Yeah. Which that ranked pretty high on her list, though, number two.
Number two. But it may cost an arm and a leg at $88. If you have a stubborn, dry scalp, then this high-potency, satisfyingly rich in fatty acids, vitamins, could be a serious game changer for you.
Wow.
So, now the top product that I personally am going to try, and we'll get back to you on the results of it, is Weem, W-E-E-M, Hair Vitamin Gummies.
Oh, yeah. So, I want to try this, too.
She says that these vitamin gummies blew her away.
Wow.
That she came across them during her research endeavors and has been more impressed by this product than anything else. So what's interesting about it is it's a biotin supplement, but don't let that word fool you. Our skin naturally produces hair follicles, mm-hmm. Cells. However, over time, we produce less, right? So it just right. makes sense that when we're aging, you know, the hair loss that we're seeing in some bald patches, if you will. But the reason that she selected Weem as her number one pick was its instant effectiveness from their ingredients and how quickly it started to fill in bald spots.
Wow.
That's right. But it contains 500 mcg, which are like micromilligrams.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gummy, so it's an oral. But the thing is, the hair growth effects came within just 14 days of daily use.
Yay! Okay.
Where no other supplement
I'm sold.
That fast.
I'm sold.
So again, a link to all of these research articles and lists are in the description of our podcast. Thank you so much.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit the subscribe button so you can never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Please also connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.
Until next time, keep thriving, keep laughing, and keep embracing every crazy, wonderful minute of this midlife adventure.